Sunday Feast program at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Today we would like to speak upon a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from the Madhya Leela, chapter 19, verse number 149. Very important verse, very instructive verse.
Krishna Bhakta Nishakam Ateva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakaliya Shanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishakam Ateva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakaliya Shanta.
Translation. Because a devotee of Lord Krishna is desireless, he is peaceful. Fruity workers desire material enjoyment, jnanis desire liberation, and yogis desire material opulence. Therefore, they are all lusty and cannot be peaceful. There is a long purport of Srila Prabhupada, which we will not take. But this verse is talking about, it's actually a discussion between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. A very important discussion. Rupa Goswami, who is our Sampradaya Acharya, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Dashashamedha Ghat in Allahabad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him in the science of devotional service. And this beautiful verse appears there, that it talks about the devotee or a person being peaceful. Now, how many of us want peace? Is there anybody in the room who doesn't want peace? How many of us are actually peaceful? If you are, please raise your hands. So here we have a very interesting situation, that we all are looking for peace. Mana shanti, ghar shanti, then what is that? Planet shanti, what is it? Grah shanti. Now you see, in the trains when we travel, all of us are Mumbaikers, we travel by trains, and we see this posters all over. I would read out to you one poster, just to familiarize you, so that you don't miss your local train. There's a one poster which says, Tantra Mantra Ke Samrat. Kale Aur Sifli Ilm Ke Mahir. Jatil Se Jatil Samasyao Ka 11 Ghante Mein 100% Guarantee Samadhan. Not even 12 hours, 11 hours. Because the other person was doing it in 12 hours. This person is doing in 11 hours. And what are the samasya? What are the jatil samasya? Jaise ki karobar mein nuksan. Kisko hua hai karobar mein nuksan? Okay. Gruha klesh. Dushman aur shaitan se chutkara. बीमारी से परेशान, सुपर वशीकरण, I don't know what it means. And there's a big, bigger font written of a person. प्यार से चोट खाए स्त्री और पुरुष तुरंत मिले. बाबा सोएंसो, बोरीवली ईस्ट. I stay in Borivali East. A phone number is given. And this is not a new thing for us. We find this type of babas, this type of posters everywhere. And the fact that it is not stopping, these posters keep on increasing, that means they are getting some good, I'll use the word business, from these posters. Otherwise, why should people spend money to put these posters? You know, you will do it once, If you see there is no business, then you not do it second time. The fact that we see more and more such posters and such things as whatever I read, it is so very prevalent in the world. Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadabhai Bhakti Rata Bij. That one sloka says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Brahmanda Brahmite, you know, we are constantly roaming in the Brahmanda and we are trying to find what? Bhakti Lata Bij, which this talks, what we are trying to really find from Bhakti Lata Bij, we are trying to find peace and meaning to life. That's why we are doing Brahmanda Brahmite. We are going around Brahmanda. But are we successful? Because this is so prevalent. People are constantly tormented by various types of distress in the world. It is practically 99% of people are constantly in distress. There is no peace. But the fact is none of us raise our hands. We want something. And I'm sure because we want it, we are trying hard to get it. In spite of wanting it and trying hard to get it, still we are not finding it. So what is the problem? It is said, na sochiti na kangshati. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochiti na kangshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. Very important verse. There are person who is in the Brahma Bhuta platform, not Bhut. Because we are talking about all these Babas, we are not talking about Bhutas. We are talking about Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta platform means a person who is on a platform of seeing everything with equal vision. He is peaceful. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When does one become Prasannatma? We all want to be prasannatma. We all want to be happy. Yes, we all are seeking prasannata. We all want to be prasannatma. But till the time we do not stop constantly hankering for things that we do not have and lamenting for things that we have lost, we cannot be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is paying a beautiful verse here. He's saying, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. What does it mean of Nishkama? That literal translation of Nishkama means desireless. Because he's saying, because Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, the Krishna's devotees are desireless, Ata Eva Shanta. That's why they are peaceful. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakale Ashanta. So Bhukti, one who wants pleasure, one who is a sense gratifier, who wants to enjoy. Mukti, one who wants liberation. And Siddhi Kami, one who is a yogi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying all three of them, even though they might externally be looking, if not the first one, Bhukti, a guy who is definitely troubled, but even the Mukti Kami and Siddhi Kami, they apparently are spiritual, but still because they have desires, they have subtle desires for emancipation with the Lord, or to become a powerful yogi Baba, to have more control of people and in their lives. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Shakali Ashanta, they are always Ashanta. And how much endeavor do we make to find peace? How much money is spent by people to find peace? Shanti, mujhe shanti chahiye. And that's why you find big billboards saying that you go to this place, you'll be shant. I was reading a very important statistics. This is in America. We have few of my friends from America here. This is from America and maybe it is very much applicable to India also. In America, 68% of the phone calls that you make they either go to the answering machine or people doesn't answer. Now, many of us have experienced, right? Mobile phones. We make calls, the guy has a choice. Earlier there was no choice. Ring baja, uthana hi padega. We don't know who is calling. But now we have phone identification, we have a choice. I don't want to pick up. And that guy keeps on trying and this guy is not picking up. But the statistics came that 68% of the phone calls that is made in America goes into an answering machine or somebody doesn't pick up. So now you try to see the phone has apparently tried to make our life peaceful. A phone has a peace. If you don't have a phone, you become completely frantic, right? And what you lose your phone and you realize you lost it. Where is it gone? It is as if you lost a vital organ of your body. The facial expressions are like that because it's so valuable because it gives you so much connectivity, so much power. And apparently supposed to give you so much of peace. But has it given us peace? I'm just taking an example of a phone, but that's the story with everything the material energy offers us. The phone has made our life miserable. Because half the time what happens, when you go and pick up a phone, your phone is kept in the car, or you want peace, you left the phone somewhere, then you have 32 missed calls. Then you have to take out time to call each and every person. And then you call, and you spoke to one person, and then you have one more phone number which is there, which is for landline, which you call up, then ye mera hi phone hai ye, wo main landline se try kar raha tha aapko. So you waste so much of your time just by phones. And with this new generation social media coming in, many of you are sitting here, while I'm talking to you, all of you are seeing your phones. Because you have something interesting coming in that phone. Somebody is trying to show you something, what he is eating today. His plate photo has come to you. Or somebody is telling you that aaj achcha motion nahi hua mere ko. And it's on the Facebook. That's because he didn't pass well today. Or you're trying to see some cricket match score. You are, whether you like it or not, you are getting bombarded by so much stimulus to disrupt your mind. The people in general are completely ashanta. They cannot find peace in this world. Because their life is spent simply in the pursuit of peace, but it's becoming more and more complicated. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying a very interesting thing. Now please understand, this is not only applicable to, well, this is the outsiders, I am a devotee of the Lord, I am chanting Hare Krishna. Many of you are chanting Hare Krishna, and many of you may be guests coming for the first time. This is a syndrome everywhere. Par global syndrome. It's practically everywhere. Why? Why are we ashanta? Because what we are trying to do is trying to solve the problem externally, but not address the root of the problem. It's explained that if you have boils all over a body, boils here, boil here, boil here. You go to a skin specialist and he says, well, this is serious, so you apply ointment. And you apply the ointment, the boils will go, but the boil will come out some other place. The reason is because your blood is spoiled. There's something wrong with your blood. You need to address the problem in the blood. And that's where you get your blood purified so that you have no boils anymore. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here, desireless. Now, can you become desireless? Is it possible? Yes or no? Can any one of us become desireless? Then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying is impractical. Is it what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was impractical? What does it mean when he says desireless? That only when Krishna Bhakta Nishkam, Only when we become nishkam, then we become happy. But that is not possible. So what does it really mean to be nishkam? What does it mean to be desireless? To control our desires, and how many desires we get? What is the frequency of desires? Unlimited. Right now, all of us are flooded with desires. Yes or no? There's so many desires just bombarding our mind. So Prabhupada describes in one of the purports of Bhagavad Gita, he says these desires are like waves in the sea. How many waves are there in the sea? They're constantly coming, constantly coming. And you go in the middle of the sea and you take your hands and say, I'll stop the waves. With my power, I'll stop the waves. Can anyone stop the waves of the sea? It's just ridiculously stupid. To really try to even endeavor to stop the waves of the sea. So then how does one become desireless? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying about being desireless? It means that when the water of the sea goes into the ocean, it becomes part of the ocean, and then the force which is there in those waves are force of the ocean and not of the sea. Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport to this, and we'll explain what it really means. He said, we have desires. We can't stop desiring because desire is constantly coming in our hearts. But when we connect those desires to the ocean, which is Krishna, and that waves become part of the ocean, that means that desire becomes part of the ocean and becomes part of the devotional service to Krishna. Because Krishna is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He is the ocean. And when those desires are connected to the ocean of Krishna, then that is perfect. Then you can have unlimited desires and still remain shant. Still remain peaceful. Because what happens if you are not peaceful? What is the first lesson in the Mahabharata which was taught to Arjuna? There was this famous story. All the Pandavas, the Kauravas, they shoot at the sparrow, at the eye of the sparrow. And Dronacharya asked, what do you see? Describe to me first, then you shoot. And people said, well, I see the tree, I see the leaves. Dronacharya said, side pair jao. Out. You can't even try because you are not. But Arjun said, what do you see? I just see the eye of the sparrow and nothing else. So the first thing that you want to, if you want to achieve something, that you have to be focused, you have to be, and for being focused, you need to be peaceful. But it's such a difficulty to be peaceful. Because you may try to be peaceful from externals. You might go into a soundproof room. A very, very well made soundproof room. You can just shut all the doors and you sit. When I went to a place in one part of the world, which is supposed to be the most silent place in the world. This is in Zurich. I said, this place is the most silent place. I went inside and said, it was completely silent. But then I realized that you can't be peaceful in that most silent place in the world. Why? Because the distress or the problem causing things which are disrupting your peace is not external. It's internal. You could have a soundproof room, you could have the best of acoustics and have a completely peaceful room. And then you chant Hare Krishna. But You can be sleeping. You can be the. He said, "I want to focus on the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." You want to intensely focus on the holy name. I want to experience how much nectar these two syllables have produced. Krishna, as Rupa Goswami is saying, and I want to go to a peaceful place. And you can do that. You go to the most peaceful place. But internally, is the problem. Externally you can solve it, but the problem is internal, because a desire, because you can't focus. How many times we have seen, I've seen it n number of times, the moment I decide that I want to chant intense rounds, we fall asleep. The faster we decide that, the faster we fall asleep, right? Because the problem is not external, it's internal. Why? Because the desires, unlimited desires to sleep, the mind is bombarding you. But desires. So it's an internal problem. So you might go to the most peaceful place externally, but you can't be peaceful because the problem is inside. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. Nishkam, desireless. Very interesting point. Devotees have to be nishkam bhakti. But the problem is that we become devotees of the Lord. And we realize, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyana Navritam, that I don't want any other desire, I want to only serve Krishna. And you begin very well. You begin to really serve Krishna. But then comes the subtle problems. Lab Puja Pratishtha. That causes problems. That you want recognition in life. You want people to worship you. You want to be famous. How many of us, I will not ask you to raise your hands, because I don't want to embarrass you and myself. But how many of us are doing so many things that we do in a nishkam way? It is very difficult. There's always some agenda behind what we do, why we do, how we do, and for whom we do it. So that is very, very difficult. Nishkam bhakti is very difficult. As I was telling that we always want more and more and more. There's never an end to anything. And that is translated in a subtle way by more and more prestige, puja and pratishtha. That's why a devotee will never be, a devotee always also has struggles to be desireless, because it's constantly fighting. Otherwise, why should Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tell us, Trinadapi suni chena taro reva saishna amanina man denha. Only then, when you are having no desire for prestige, only desire is to respect others, only then you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Only then you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So to connect our desire to the desire of the Lord is the only solution in life. And today we would like to describe about a personality who did it in a very brilliant way. Srivas Thakur. Yesterday was his appearance day. Srivas Thakur, we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So he is one of the five personalities in the Panchatattva. Very, very, very important central figure in Chaitanya Leela. Practically a major portion of Mahaprabhu's Leela in Navadvip. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Yuga avatar. His major portion of his pastime happened in Srivas Angan, in Srivas Thakur's house. Now Srivas, he is a grihastha. He is having a family. Not a small family, a large family. With many servants, many helpers, wife, children, and so many responsibilities. He had three other brothers, Shivas, Shripati, Srinidhi, and somebody, and one more. And they were all staying together. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, when it was known to Haridas Thakur, just recently we celebrated Gaur Purnima, the glorious appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Haridas Thakur, Adwaita Acharya were dancing in ecstasy that at last to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, anarpita charim chirat karuna avtirno kalo samapayatum unnoto jwala rasam swabhaktim shriya haripurata sundara dutikadam sadapita sadhar hidaya kandare sprutva sachinandana. Very beautiful verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Anarpita charim chirat karuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that personality, was God Himself, Krishna Himself, who gave which no other incarnation has ever given before. Anarpita. Arpita means to give. Anarpita means never given before. What was that which was never given before? The pure, unalloyed mellow of conjugal love. The understanding of the love between Radha and Krishna, the understanding of the glories of devotional service was never ever given before. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave. Anarpita charim chirat karuna avtirno kalo. Out of his karuna, sampayatum unnato jwala rasam, the most highest understanding of the spiritual world. And the author is adding, Haripurata Sundara Duti Kadam Sandipita Sadharidaya Kandare. They made their son of Madhura Sachi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, he is saying. The author is giving us blessings. Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving us blessings. They made their son of Madhura Sachi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. And who is the Sachi? The son of Madhura Sachi? The person who gave which no other incarnation has ever given before. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Sarala Koryomana, in a straightforward way. That's very important. There's always a condition. This is right from beginning, this asterisk mark. Right, you say, just stand Hare Krishna and be happy. But there's asterisk mark. And then you write down, Sarala Koryoman, in a humble spirit. Right, we find so many asterisk marks in advertisements. In a simple, straightforward way you chant Hare Krishna, without making your life complicated, you are going to get the highest understanding of the spiritual world. Can you imagine what we are getting? I mean, none of us can imagine. What is our, if I am allowed to use the word, aukad? Because Hindi describes this situation much better than English. Teri aukad kya hai? We say that, right? What is our qualification to really understand the leelas of Radha and Krishna? What is our qualification to really see this divine couple of Radha Krishna? We are just full of lust. How will we ever understand the glories of Radha and Krishna? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us in a very unique way. We worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. What a magic he has done. The magic of addition. Radha Krishna combined together and came out a beautiful sannyasi. Can you get disturbed by a sannyasi? Of course, sannyasi sometimes do disturb. But a very, very renounced, a very, very forgiving, very, very compassionate sannyasi, you can never be disturbed. You may be disturbed because of your lust. When you see a boy and a girl together, it's, how do I understand this is pure love? Difficult to understand. Because our lust. Because when you have red glasses, you see everything red. You can't see blue. So when you see things through your lust, you see everything lusty. Right? So that's a problem. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Radha Krishna's Manjaris, the Goswamis of Vrindavan. And when you see their most amazing pastimes, you cannot be, you simply have more and more love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That this is a man I want to follow. The same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took birth on Gaur Purnima, the Falgun Purnima, Advaita and Haridas were dancing that at last our prayers are heard, because Advaita Acharya, in the mood of intense compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, was crying out to the Lord that, Lord, please descend down. The people are suffering in this material world. Krishna bahir mukha jiva bhogavancha kare nikatiya mayastane jhapatiya dhore. That Krishna, that everybody has become Krishna bahir mukha. People are seeing away from Krishna. They want to enjoy the phantasmagoria. They want to enjoy the things which are going to destroy them in due course. They want to enjoy that. Please Krishna, come and give them some sense. Advaita Acharya was in intense prayer, calling out to the Lord to descend down. This is compassion of the Lord. Same compassion as Srila Prabhupada showed. He was happy sitting in Vrindavan. Please understand, a person who was 70 years old, happily sitting in Vrindavan, a famous scholar, respectable scholar in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan was not the way it is now. It was much, much, much more peaceful, much, much, much more intensely devotional. Prabhupada was sitting there, but his compassion to deliver the fallen conditioned souls in the world, he went. And that's why we are celebrating on the 13th of August 2015, the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada embarking on Jaladuta. That very, very life-changing journey for many of us. If Prabhupada would have not embarked on the Jaladuta, what would have happened of us? You would be seeing cricket match right now. So I think something is going on now, right? Some match is going on. Maybe it's not India playing today, that's why so many people are here. Right? There was a poster we saw. It's so unfortunate in India. That cricket is my religion and Sachin is my God. In this land of dharma, nothing against that man. He's a great cricketer. We respect him. But he can't be God. I was just doing some detailed research, by the way, this of the topic. I was doing a research on cricket, where I really wanted to know what is this cricket all about. The Britishers, just for all of you, I'm sure many of you are attached to cricket. I'm also to some extent. The Britishers introduced cricket to the Royal Order of Indians, the kings, thus so that they become so busy with that game and they forget how to rule India, so that they could capture India more and more. That's why you see the Ranji Trophy, which was Ranjit Singh. He was a Royal Order person. So there was a clear-cut, vicious plan to really capture the Indians and the Royal Indians into this game of cricket. And they were super successful. That's why the Baroda Kings, I won't name them, they became expert in cricket. And that we have Gaikwads as one of the cricketers. And we have people from the Royal Order, and that's how the cricket has come into India. Every single ball that the cricketers use is made from cow's flesh, by the way. We met the manufacturers who manufactures balls in Meerut, because there's maximum cow slaughter happening in Meerut. And that's why the biggest factories of cricket balls is in Meerut. And every single ball, whether you are playing or the World Cup playing, every ball is being made by cow's flesh. Now if all of you are go worshippers, many of you must be, please understand what is happening in cricket. It's for you to decide. That's how vicious this game is. It's a nice game to really entertain yourself and forget about it. But you get just so drawn into it and you forget the purpose of life. Devotees, they get so drawn into it. So Advaita Acharya knew the situation of all of us 500 years ago. And he said, people are Krishna Bahirmukha. That here there is wonderful Krishna Darshan and there there is stupid cricket match going on. And people will be taking it to that because it gives pleasure. He said, please come. And there's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a beautiful process. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, you can deliver yourself. So they were dancing and then they both came to meet Srivas Thakur. And they told Srivas, Srivas, you know, our prayers have been answered. Lord Gauranga Nimai is born. And then of course a long story, but Srivas and Malini, who is his wife, they went to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi and they became practically like the second parents of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were that close to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur. And there are many beautiful stories. But one of the very important stories which I would like, two or three of them I would like to share with you all. That at a time where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing his Mahaprakash, where he was, he would never consider himself to be God. If people told him that you are God, he would just close his ears and say, Vishnu, 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 a living being can never be God. He showed by his example how a living person can never be God. He can only be a servant of God. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, he showed by his example that how you should never accept anybody as God. That nobody can be actually God. So, but at this time, in Shiva's Angan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the throne of Vishnu. And he was fulfilling everybody's desire. It is the Mahaprakash Leela. And after this whole Leela was going on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the servant of Shiva's. She was doing some very, very insignificant service. She was getting the buckets, or she was getting the pots filled from Mother Ganga and getting it for the Abhishek of the Lord. And she was just getting it and people would carry it. She was practically insignificant. And she had such an ordinary birth. It is explained in the Bengali culture, maybe in other cultures also, but in the Bengali culture, if a child is born in an unfortunate situation, either when the other children are dying, or there is a lot of extreme poverty in the house, then they name the child with some negative name so that the negativity goes away. So she was called, her name was Dukhi. She was called Dukhi. And that was her name, Dukhi. And as she grew, she was so very insignificant to the people in general. An insignificant servant at the house of Srivas. Nobody even knew who she was. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most insignificant person is the most significant in the eyes of Lord. If that mood of humility is there. Because you must understand that positive repels positive. Is it not physics? But positive is attracted by negative. So if we think that we have something, that I am something after all, you know, I might not be the best, but I have something. That means you think you are having some positivity. And Krishna is a supreme positive. Om Purnamada Purnasidam Purnash Purnam Udachite Purnashya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. The Krishna is perfect and complete, is supremely positive. And if you think that you have some positive qualities, you are good at something, then positive and positive will repel. Krishna will not be attracted to you. But if you think you are insignificant, that you have nothing, Krishna is supremely great, and I'm not supremely fallen, because Prabhupada said, you're supremely nothing, but I'm most insignificant, then the positive will attract the negative. So
So Dukhi was doing it in a, she didn't even want to really be noticed. She was just doing her work. She was getting the buckets and putting it back. And taking it back and putting it there and taking it back. Putting.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognized. I said, what is your name?
What is your name?
I said, her name is Dukhi.
I said, how can she be Dukhi? Very important, please understand, this is a very sweet story. I said, whoever is serving Bhagwan and the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whoever serves Bhagwan and Vaishnavas can never be Dukhi. From now on, your name is Sukhi. And we have a Sukhi sitting there. Your name is Sukhi. You will be always happy.
Very interesting.
A devotee of the Lord, as the Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be Sukhi. Be happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a devotee who is serving Bhagavan, who is serving the Vaishnavas, cannot be Dukhi. So if that condition is there, then if we are Dukhi and we are devotees, then what do we conclude from that? What do we conclude? Those who are people who can make conclusions, what do we conclude from there? If we are devotees, we are apparently serving Bhagwan and Vaishnavas and we are still Dukhi. What is the conclusion? We are not serving Bhagwan and Vaishnavas properly. Because if we are, my dear friends, if we are, then we can never be Dukhi. We always be happy. This process is Keval Ananda Kand. It is a blissful process. You can never be unhappy. Because Krishna is always in control. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, from now on your name is Sukhi. And what is it? Why did she get the mercy of the Lord? Very interesting lesson. Just because she was connected to Srivas Thakur. Sometimes what happens, you know, I think we have done this. A very famous person is there. Very famous. You can't stand next to him, take a photo, because you know you are not nothing. What you do? You go at the back. And you as a photo kich mera bhi. In a photo is only two dimensional, right? So in the photo it will look as if you're standing together. The point I'm trying to drive is, if somebody is very great, if you are simply connected, if you are near that person, you will get the attention. Yes or no? Then you know sometimes if a famous person is there, I say maybe isme dik dik baju mein dik side mein dik mera aisa dik raha. See, I'm there. Oh, to him. And people put that photo on their on the stores. They see I was a photo with this person. Why? You are not important. Because you have some with an important person, you become important. Is it not? That's natural. Similarly, you are simply serving somebody who is important. So let us not be worried about being very, very important, because it takes too much of effort to be important. Why worry about that? And there are people who are empowered to be important. We are simply assisting the people who are important. You get the same mercy. So Sukhi got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because she was connected to Srivas Thakur. That was the glory of Srivas. The Srivas, he actually made a gave a benediction to everybody. So whoever is connected to Srivas, because Srivas is such a great devotee of mine, that whoever is connected to that great to Srivas will get the mercy. Hare Krishna. She's here safe, don't worry. So why is Shiva so great? What made Shiva Thakur so great? Why is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave such a benediction to everybody connected to Shiva Thakur? The reason is at Shiva's Angan, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So the ecstatic kirtan going on in the night at the house of Shiva's Thakur. Devotees were dancing, jumping. Nocturnal kirtans at Shiva's Angan was something phenomenally great. It's as good as, or rather compared to the Rasalila of Krishna. At that time, something very strange happened. The son of Shiva's Thakur, who had some ailment, he died. Please understand, you have a couple of rooms in your house, and outside in the room, there's ecstatic kirtan going on. People are dancing and chanting and everything going on. And on the other room, try to picturize this situation. In the other room, the ladies and this child is there and they're taking care of the child. And at one point, the child dies. There's a death of your own child. Shiva Thakur comes from the kirtan in between. He sees the child. He feels very, very solidly sad. Not that he was hard-hearted. He felt very sad about it. But he told the ladies, if you want to cry, because you will cry, and you must cry, because we are not hard-hearted. Devotees are not hard-hearted. They cry when somebody dies. It is not that devotees feel, "Arey, wo to mar gaya, theek hai yaar," not the body. This is misappropriate application of philosophy. Mar gaya to kya ho gaya? Marne wala tha. For one who is born, that is certain. For one who is dying, birth is certain. So what? No, devotees are not like that. They are very soft. So he said, you must cry and you will cry, but cry softly, don't disrupt the kirtan of the Lord. If you disrupt the kirtan, he gave a warning to them. If the sound of your crying goes out and the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, by the way, we don't have soundproof rooms. Your sound should not go out. If it does go out, then I will drown myself in the Ganges. Nobody should disrupt the Lord's kirtan. And that is what we mean desireless. To make our desire in tune with Krishna's desire, in tune with Krishna's pleasure. That is why Shiva's is great. His pleasure is to see the Lord enjoying. Just like the waves of the sea merging into the ocean and becoming part of the ocean, and the existence of the sea becomes very much depend upon the existence of the ocean. Shiva said, nobody should cry. And there was crying. Obviously, there was so much sadness. Those who knew, they were very sad. And slowly, slowly, the word spread. The news spread. People were dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in complete ecstasy. Can you imagine the Mahabhava of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was chanting Hare Krishna? Amazing. But then, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is very, very sensitive. He is not insensitive to his surroundings. He said, something has happened in this house which is not very auspicious. What happened? What is Shiva's replied? I said, how can there be anything inauspicious in your presence, my Lord? What a reply. Because the moment you get a chance, my son died. You want, I mean, it's just natural. Let's not be hard. I said, this natural. I said, my son. But Shivas was so elevated in his consciousness. He said that, yes, my son has died and we'll do the needful. But right now, how can there be anything inauspicious when the Lord, the supreme auspicious personality, is dancing in my house? How can there anything be inauspicious? I said, Lord, there cannot be anything inauspicious. Chaitanya said, no, please tell me. And some devotees told the Lord that the son of Shivas has died. And the Lord was amazed. As amazed to see the dedication of Shivas. Of course, he went inside, he spoke to the son came back to life. That's a long story. But this was the glory of Shivas. I said, Shivas, how are you so amazingly wonderful?
And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed not only Shivas, but everybody connected to Shivas Thakur. That was the glory of Shivas. That was his Nishkam Bhavana of his Bhakti. We're talking about Atheva Shanta. This was a classical example of a Shanta devotee in all situations. Of course, yesterday we also celebrated, this came to my mind, yesterday we also celebrated the disappearance of Sridhar Swami, a great disciple of Prabhu Srila Prabhupada, who left his body in, I think, 2006 in Sridhar Mayapur. And I remember he told me personally about a t-shirt that he saw, a t-shirt. I said, do not disturb. We write it, do not disturb, because already disturbed. He said, that is the situation of 99% of the people in this world. Because they are always disturbed. That's why you cannot disturb them further. They are already disturbed. They are not Shanta. That's why Sridhar Swami made a very, very interesting statement. He said, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. He would repeat this, and it was one of the amazing statements he made. Because you will be pain in this material world, you will get pain, no question, you will have reasons to be painful. But to suffer from that pain is in your hands. That's optional. To be ashanta when something happens in your life, or rather, there will be so many situations to become ashanta, which you can't avoid. Because this material world is a place of ashanti. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti ekan mahadgun. This is hundreds and hundreds of faults in this world. But whether you suffer or you tolerate or you be happy in the situation is in your hands, and that's what Shivas Thakur showed by his example. As he was sad that his son had died, but the Lord is there. How can there be anything inauspicious when the Lord is there? Say, Lord, you are there, then there cannot be anything inauspicious. A beautiful example of this verse. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. Completely peaceful. Some other day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Shivas, you have a big family. Aisa nahi tumhara do teen log hai kali family mein. Huge family you have. Servants, children. You are maintaining so many people. How do you maintain yourself? We ask people, na, are tera kharcha pani chal raha hai barabar? Teesra bachcha kaisa karega manage bhai? The first question that comes to mind, how do you manage? And of course we all know the beautiful story, but we will still repeat for the glorification of Shivas Thakur and to drive this point much more clearer. He just clapped three times. So he clapped 1, 2, 3. He said 1, 2, 3. No, I'm not telling you to do that. You should do when Radhana Swami is there, not when we are there. So he just said 1, 2, 3, and his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is cryptic clue. Cryptic hai, kuch samjha nahi. Aage kuch usko, you know, please decodify it. You know, sometimes we give codes, na? Ek, do, teen. You give answer. His answer kya hai? Ek, do, teen. Aray, ek, do, teen, what is ek, do, teen? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please decodify, what is this 1, 2, 3? And again Shivas Thakur said, 1, 2, 3. And he said, oh my dear Lord, I am completely dependent on Lord Krishna for my maintenance. Amara palana bhara ekona tomar. Bhakti Thakur writes in his beautiful bhajan. Ekona bhujinu prabhu mein. He said, I am dependent on the Lord for my maintenance. And if I need something, please be very careful. It is not for us, it's just to hear, not to practice. As if I need something, I simply clap three times. So once, if it doesn't come, after some time, second time I'll clap if I need something. Samsung Galaxy Edge.
you go to a shop, I said, Samsung Galaxy Edge. Then what will you get? You'll also get a something, it sounds like a clap but something else. clap and slap, they are quite synonymous words. So you can keep on clapping, nothing will happen. At the most, your hands will become red. But Srivast Thakur had such faith in the Lord. I said, I'll clap 3 times. And if I don't get what I need for my maintenance of my family, then I, along with my whole family, will tie our heads to iron ball and drown ourselves in the Ganges. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started shouting in ecstasy, roaring. Say, I'm amazed to see your dependency on the Lord. This is unbelievable. And what sort of benediction he gave? I mean, this benediction is not been given to anybody in the whole creation. You want to hear the benediction? Maybe you know it. He said, I give you a benediction. This, please understand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this benediction. If and you, what is the value of if we speaking? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving is something very special. He said, I give you a benediction. That even if someday, for some reason, Lakshmi Devi has no money, and she has to go door to door for begging, if she becomes so impoverished, so poor, I mean, this is not possible, but if for some reason, if she has to do that, even if she is Lakshmi Devi, she has to do that, Srivas, my dear friend, my dear devotee of, I bless you that in your house there will be never lack of anything. Srivas Thakur ki! What a benediction. The Lord was just so flabbergasted. That's the only word we can use. Was just so amazed and flabbergasted to see the utter dependency on the of his devotees. So we were discussing, there was a verse few days back about two Krishnas. There was a verse that two Krishnas went to the Ganges. And we were all wondering, what is this two Krishnas? Because one was Krishna, the other was Arjun. When the verse Sukhdev Goswami says two Krishnas. So what is this? How can there be two Krishnas? There was only one Krishna, there was Arjun. So the understanding is very wonderful, and this is very interesting. That for the devotee, Krishna is all attractive. That's why Krishna is Krishna. But because the devotee is so great, and such amazing qualities that the devotee has, that devotee becomes all attracted to the Lord also. That's why the devotee is also sometimes called as Krishna. That's why Draupadi was also called Krishna. That's why Arjuna was also called Krishna. And that's why many of us are also called the Hare Krishnas. We are called, what are we called? Hare Krishna wale log hai. Right? So this is Hare Krishna. That means it's a special name. We all have got Hare Krishnas. In the West they call us the Krishnas, right? They're the Krishnas. Why? Because the Lord was in this situation where Srivast Thakur spoke that, the Lord was attracted to that statement. He said, you are amazing. The Lord found so much attraction for Srivast Thakur and gave the benediction. That was the glory of Srivast Thakur. And that was his nishkam bhakti that he was doing. Not wanting anything in return. He didn't want anything in return. Simply, haitu ki bhakti, birth after birth after birth. That's all he wanted. So if we really want to be peaceful, if we really want to be desireless, then we have to learn to make our desire
in tune with the Lord's desire. And that is what Srila Prabhupada has taught us. Of course, Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni, the original Narad Muni who came as Srivas Thakur, preaching the glories of the Lord all over the world, and he came in the Chaitanya Leela. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada and all his disciples, especially we speak briefly about Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Sridhar Maharaj, many of us, he was very much at an integral part of the Mumbai development. Maybe many of you didn't see him, but many of you were here around. He was called the Jolly Swami. Always blissful. Always ecstatic. Always. Why? Because he had Nishkam. That's why you are shant. When you are shant, only then you can smile. And then that's where only when you can be really happy. And Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he wanted so much in his heart to have the darshan of Panchatattva. And part of the Panchatattva is Srivas Thakur, of course, as we are glorifying. That Sridhar Swami was so much integrally involved in the Mayapur project to see the Vedic Planetarium, which is the temple still building. He wanted to see the Panchatattva. So he was praying to the Lord, please, at least let me. He got some severe disease, incurable disease. And the greatest pleasure for all the devotees was to see on the day of the installation of Panchatattva, the first aarti. All of you may have seen photographs. The first aarti, the aarti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was offered by His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. And just few days after that, Sridhar Maharaj left his body and went to the spiritual world to serve Srila Prabhupada again. So these are some of the very glorious examples of Nishkam Bhakti, peaceful Bhakti. So let us all, you know, while we are here in this crazy city of Mumbai, either we are staying here or you are visitors here, it is a place where is ashanti all over. There is constant ashanti. There is constant ashanti within and ashanti without. And that's not the case only in Bombay. Everywhere in this creation, everywhere in the world, I would say, it's an ashant place. But we have got this great fortune of the understanding of performing Nishkam Bhakti. It is a very lofty idea, no doubt. But it is at the same time not impossible. It is difficult, but not impossible. This is another statement of Sridhar Swami. He said, this is difficult, but not impossible. You must do it. So let us all become very peaceful lovers of Lord Krishna. And the peace, the tranquility, the happiness, the satisfaction, the equilibrium will come only when we learn to make our desire in tune with Krishna's desire. And once we make our desire in tune with Krishna's desire, then Krishna has promised us, Avashya Rakhibe Krishna, then my devotee will never perish. Yoga Kshema Vaham Yam. What can be a more faith-giving verse than that? Yoga Kshema Vaham Yam. Which master has told you this? What is the meaning? Krishna says, I carry what you have and supply what you lack. Even if it means that you only have 1 rupee to carry, at the most you work very hard and you make 1 rupee. And something is costing 100 rupees. Krishna Bhakti is costing 100 rupees. And you work very hard, full life you chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You try to get up in the morning. You have darshan of the deities. You dance in the kirtan. You have not seen a single World Cup match. You control them. Oh, no World Cup. I want to be devotee of Krishna. I want to say no to the senses. And with all your hard work, what happens? You earned 1 rupee. And Krishna at the end says, oh, you have 1 rupee. Don't worry. I will give you 99 rupees. Purna hobe kaam. The work is done. Go back to God. Krishna is so kind. He simply wants to see our endeavor. You know, we can't do it on our own, no question. Impossible. To become desireless, impossible. We just try. And then we have these inspirational stories in the form of Srivas Thakur, Sridhar Swami, Srila Prabhupada himself. By the example, they showed that if you just follow the process very nicely, then one day we will become Nishkam devotees, and in that way Shant devotees, peaceful devotees, peacefully worshipping Krishna. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Shri Sridhar Swami Maharaj ki. Shrivas Thakur ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaura Premanandi. Yadi, yadi, yadi.